I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another show. So today I wanted to talk about avoiding burnout. Now, as an entrepreneur, as someone that's going to be running a business, you are always going to be facing challenges, problems, issues that will come out of the woodwork, and some things you just aren't prepared for. So one of the greatest skills you can develop is just having an anticipation mentality. Just anticipate everything is going to go wrong. Anticipate the fact that when you start making a lot of money, you're going to have embezzlement, you're going to have lawsuits coming along, you're going to have employees quit on you, you're going to have clients complain, you're going to have customer service people that have been working for you for 5 years walk out of the door. And I know this because this is the voice of experience. I've been doing this stuff for a while now, and the last couple of months I was feeling super burnt out. So one of the things that I usually do when I feel like, gosh, this is getting tough, or I don't know what I don't know, is I just take time out. So I just came back from Barcelona. I spent 3 days. I took my wife there, and it was a complete surprise to her, just because I told her Q1 of 2019 is super important for the company, for the business. So back to what I was talking about before I got distracted by a call, is taking time out. So this was the first time in 9 years since I've been running the business, I never ever traveled without my laptop. And so it was really out of my comfort zone. I took off to Barcelona, 3 days, no laptop. And probably within the second or third day, the first day I was super anxious as to, I got all this work, all these people going, all this stuff that's happening, all these campaigns on Facebook, CPA traffic, all this money that I'm spending. And by the second and third day, as I started journaling, I just realized a lot of these things, we just stress way too much for no apparent reason. Because guess what? 3 days later, like, I just had a call with one of my senior marketing guys, and nothing's happened. Like, the business isn't gone. Like, nothing's happened. And so sometimes when you're feeling close to burnout, or you're feeling too close to the situation, it's important that you take time out. Start journaling, start praying, meditating, working out, whatever the case is. I've also found working out has been pretty helpful, especially because I've got this new trainer that actually just kills me every single time I go to the gym. So it's been good. And if you feel burnt out and you need some guidance and clarity, head over to incomekickstarter.com. One of my coaches can schedule a one-on-one call with yourself to see exactly where you're at, what the challenges and sticking points are, and then where you can scale up. Sometimes, because we don't know what we don't know, we tend to stay stuck. And if you've been feeling stuck and stressed in your business, then this is your time now. Anyway, I'm going to make this one really short and quick. I'll see you guys tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast. Have a good one. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.